The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is again our epistle reading for this past Sunday, which was Trinity Sunday. We're looking at Romans chapter 5, verses 1 to 5, where the Apostle Paul was inspired to write, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." My dear friends in Christ, Jesus died on the cross to win forgiveness for all people of all time. However, not all people get the blessings of that forgiveness which he won for all people. Many people reject God's grace, tragically reject God's grace. And well, it's kind of amazing if you think about it, because if someone owed millions of dollars to a bank and the bank president told him that he didn't have to repay that debt, that loan, that borrower would be absolutely thrilled. And of course, in God's word tells us that an even greater debt has been paid for us when our sin debt was paid by Jesus on the cross. But none of us can realize how much we need the work of the Holy Spirit, how much we need what our Savior has done for us, and how blessed we are because of what Christ has done for us, if it weren't for the work of the Holy Spirit on our hearts, showing us how big of a problem we have and how much Jesus has done for us. He makes the innocence, the sins paid for, and the holiness from Christ, he makes what Jesus did for us our own when he calls us to faith in Jesus. The Holy Spirit makes Christ's innocence our own. We're going to heaven because the Holy Spirit has come to us working through word and sacrament so that we would be believers in what Christ did for us, that he died for us, that he lived and died for us. And now see, it would be wrong for us to say that we're saved because we believe in Jesus if in saying that we were trying to attribute to ourselves or claim responsibility to ourselves for believing in Jesus. We're saved because Jesus lived and died for us and paid for our sins, and because the Holy Spirit made us believers. We can't claim responsibility for our salvation because of anything that we have done. We're saved because of what God has done for us. In Luther's meaning to the third article, we say, "I believe that I cannot by my own thinking or choosing believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel." Because Jesus lived and died for us, that's why we have access to God's grace, which, as I said before, is like being into a great storeroom of all of God's blessings. However, being in that storeroom doesn't do us any good until the Holy Spirit makes us believers first. Without faith, we can't recognize the blessings that are in that storeroom that God wants to give us. We don't know the value of God's grace and forgiveness apart from faith. We couldn't appreciate the Word of God and its power for us because, well, by nature, we're spiritually blind. And all those riches, all of those blessings can be right in front of us, and we can't see it. We can't know what its value is. But then when the Holy Spirit calls us to faith, when he makes us believers, then he turns on our spiritual eyesight. He opens our eyes so that we can see, well, not only our sin and what that caused, but also we can see the amazing blessings that God wants to give us. We can see how wonderful and how precious and how special the forgiveness of sins and God's grace and love in us. And what the Holy Spirit does is when he calls us to faith, he instills in our hearts this desire for blessings from our God and his word. Therefore, Paul says, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Well, as believers in Christ, we look forward to heaven and that place where, that wonderful place where everything is perfect, there's no aches, pains, trials, troubles ever again. We look forward to the glory and the blessings that God has in store for us. Well, Paul continues, not only so, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God, not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And this does sound confusing. Who rejoices in his sufferings? Who rejoices, is happy about his aches and pains and trials and troubles and broken bones or other diseases? Who enjoys financial, emotional, or family problems? None of us enjoys our troubles, but we can all benefit spiritually from our troubles if in faith we're looking to the Lord for his help and strength. Then our suffering will produce perseverance, and that's a power to endure suffering. With God's help, sufferings can make us spiritually tougher, and surely we'll want to be spiritually tougher, so that we can handle living in a sinful world with all of its trials and troubles and temptations all around us. And then that perseverance, being spiritually tougher like that, it produces character, and it gives us experience and Christian maturity. And then that character produces hope for heaven. And now see, we need the suffering or the problems that we have in this life so that we keep hoping for the life to come, for our heavenly life, so that we don't get too attached to this earthly life. Paul says, hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Oh, that hope for heaven. It's a certain hope, a guaranteed hope, because God has poured out on us, and well, poured out, it means he's lavished on us his love and his blessings. When God sends the Holy Spirit to us, to give us his love, God isn't cheap or chintzy with his blessings. He isn't afraid of running out of them, that he won't have blessings to give to others. His storeroom of grace and blessings, it's limitless. He pours out his love, his grace, and his mercy on us right now. And he wants to keep on pouring out, and he will keep on pouring out his love on us believers forever in heaven. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, please help us always to see how blessed we sinners are because Jesus worked out our innocence before God, because the Holy Spirit makes that innocence our own when he calls us to faith in Jesus, and therefore we have peace with you because our sins are gone in Jesus. Thank you for being our perfect God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who takes care of everything for us so we can look forward to heaven forever. We're blessed now and forever to be innocent in the court of the Trinity. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.